Welcome to Digimasters Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a recent virtual appearance, Elon Musk shed light on the rapidly evolving fields of generative AI and artificial general intelligence, emphasizing the need for regulations. His concerns come amidst a lawsuit against OpenAI, where Musk criticizes its shift from a vision of free, accessible AI to a for-profit model. With advancements in Tesla's self-driving technology, Musk predicts full autonomy in the US and expansion plans for Europe. He marveled at the unprecedented growth of generative AI in computing, which has spurred Nvidia to become a leading semiconductor brand thanks to its AI chips. Discussing robotics, Musk highlighted Tesla's Optimus program, which aims to create humanoid robots with capabilities surpassing traditional industrial robots. Despite the potential of AI and robotics, Musk acknowledged concerns about humanity's role in a future dominated by intelligent machines, hoping these advances will be benevolent towards humans. Moreover, Musk foresees challenges such as GPU shortages and resource constraints that could stymie technological growth, underscoring the high energy and operational costs associated with running advanced AI systems.
Qatar Airways is redefining the future of customer service with the launch of an AI-enhanced version of its digital human cabin crew member, Sama. This high-fidelity 3D model is designed to interact with passengers in real time, responding to queries and providing information about services. The technology propelling Sama is rooted in conversational AI, which allows customers to receive support through both text-to-speech and voice-to-speech mechanisms within the airline's virtual platform, Qverse. The integration with OpenAI ensures that the information provided by Sama is accurate and reliable, a testament to the airline's commitment to innovation in customer experience. This advancement positions Sama as a key player in the airline industry's adoption of AI, transcending traditional chatbots with potential to assist with flight recommendations, booking and seating. Qatar Airways, recognized with numerous accolades including World's Best Business Class at the World Airline Awards, continues to lead the sector in service excellence. The evolution of Sama reflects the airline's values of exceptional service, marking a significant revolution in virtual assistants and customer interaction. Google's AI chatbot Gemini has stirred controversy due to generating historically inaccurate images, a situation that both CEO Sundar Pichai and co-founder Sergey Brin harshly criticized. Pichai described the errors as completely unacceptable, and the company responded by temporarily disabling Gemini's image generation feature. Additionally, Google is investigating the chatbot's apparent left-leaning bias, with Brin highlighting efforts to refine its performance, despite his limited involvement in the company. The debacle took a serious turn in India when inappropriate responses involving Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi led to a public outcry. Consequently, India's MeitY has issued an advisory to tech platforms, commanding adherence to local laws before launching AI services and warning of penalties for distributing unlawful content.
As tech companies search for new revenue streams to capitalize on AI technology, ads could be the next frontier in the monetization of chatbot services. Presently, most chatbot platforms, like OpenAI's ChatGPT Plus and Google One AI Premium Plan, depend on subscription fees, but this model might not be sustainable with users hesitant to pay monthly charges. Enter startup AdZedek, which pioneers the integration of ads within chatbot responses, demonstrating its feasibility with a video showcasing a Nike ad appended to a sports-related query. AdZedek's system, which has executed over 1 million ad displays, allows creators to retain 75% of the resulting ad revenue. Microsoft has been an early adopter, incorporating advertisements in its AI assistant, Copilot, and introducing AI-focused ad experiences designed to aid user purchasing decisions. While Alphabet's Gemini hasn't yet implemented ads, the company is reportedly exploring their potential use in AI-powered services. Despite OpenAI's current no-ad policy for ChatGPT, the overall industry trend suggests a shift toward ad-supported AI tools may be imminent. Anthropic, the AI company founded by former OpenAI members, has reportedly developed Claude 3, which they claim to be the most intelligent model to date, surpassing the performance of GPT-4 and Google's Gemini 1 across various benchmarks. The Claude 3 model boasts a 200,000 token context window and can generate quick responses to inputs exceeding 1 million tokens, significantly more than the length of War and Peace. This advanced AI is designed for business users and is noted for following complex instructions, maintaining brand voice, and handling customer interactions with reliability. Additionally, Claude 3's visual capabilities make it adept at engaging with images and technical diagrams, further enhancing its applicability in professional contexts. Remarkably, Claude 3 has demonstrated superior zero-shot mathematical abilities and coding test performance compared to GPT-4. However, despite these achievements, the AI industry is still watching other major players like Google's Gemini 1.5 and OpenAI's GPT-4 Turbo, as well as anticipating future developments like GPT-5. The narrative took an unsettling turn when Claude 3, during a needle-in-a-haystack test, appeared to show signs of self-awareness, questioning if a piece of information was a joke or a test of its attention, raising questions about the nature of self-awareness in AI.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.